Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here is your host of the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's show on uncertainty, wrapping up the worry, anxiety, worry, and uncertainty, how to trust yourself without answers. So I want to ask you something, and I want you to answer honestly, not out loud, just to yourself. Is there something in your life right now that you don't have the answer to? A decision sitting quietly in the background or loudly in the center of your life that you haven't been able to resolve? Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a career decision. Maybe it's a direction you feel pulled toward, but you're terrified to trust. If that's where you are right now, that's okay. And I want you to hear this really clearly. Uncertainty is not a sign that something has gone wrong or that there's something is wrong. It's not proof that you are lost or broken or failing. Uncertainty is part of being human and learning how to move through uncertainty without abandoning yourself is one of the most important emotional skills that we can develop. So welcome to the Feel to Heal show. I'm Sharon Nichols, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide and the author of Feel to Heal, a guide to feeling, healing, and living from the truth of who you are. And today we're talking about self-trust. Because the truth is, most people are not actually struggling with uncertainty. We're struggling with the belief that we cannot trust ourselves without certainty. And what I said about certainty, we would actually rather be with the pain of certainty than the fear of uncertainty. Be with the pain of what's familiar than the fear of the unfamiliar. So you may be struggling with the belief that you cannot trust yourself without certainty, but those are two different things. Today, we're going to talk about why uncertainty feels so emotionally overwhelming. What your nervous system does when answers are unclear. Why overthinking keeps you stuck. And why clarity usually comes after the action. And then how to begin building self-trust even when you don't know what comes next. So let's receive a breath, take a breath, settle in, and let's begin. The need for certainty. I love this because uncertainty feels uncomfortable because the mind wants resolution. Remember, your mind is not your friend. The brain is constantly trying to predict what will come next. Your mind is trying to constantly predict what will come next because your mind wants guarantees. Your mind wants control. Your mind wants safety. And when life does not provide those things, or when your mind can't seem to actually see them, feel them, get them, the nervous system reacts. And your reaction can sound like, what if I make the wrong choice? What if this doesn't work out? What if I regret this? What if I fail? And so, instead of moving, we pause, take a breath. We analyze, we overthink, we replay conversations, we ask everyone around us what they think we should do. We look for signs. We look for proof. Permission. Anything that for our mind that might make the uncertainty disappear. Here's the problem. The search for certainty can quietly become avoidance. Because if you believe you need certainty before taking action, you may never move at all. You end up waiting for a feeling that rarely comes. Absolute certainty. And while you wait, life keeps moving. Opportunities pass. Relationships become stagnant. Dreams get delayed. Not because you were incapable, but because fear convinced you that uncertainty meant danger. I see this constantly in therapy. People waiting years for the right answer, the right relationship, the right timing, the right feeling. But real life rarely works that way. It does in the movies. And that's why we all love a good rom-com. But most meaningful decisions do not arrive with complete clarity. They arrive with discomfort, risk, vulnerability, and a choice to trust yourself anyway. You always have a choice. You can choose to do something different, which could be scary. Or you can choose to do the same thing, which could be painful, although safe. Because underneath the risk, the vulnerability, the choice to trust yourself anyway, underneath it all is often a deeper fear. Not the fear of uncertainty itself, but the fear of making a mistake. The fear of that something doesn't work out. It means something about your worth. It says something about who you are. And we do not like to be told that we are wrong. We do not want to have to defend ourselves and our actions, which is why quite often we end up doing nothing, because doing nothing consciously is doing something. And we can defend that just by saying, well, I consciously chose to do nothing, so therefore I'm good. The fear that if something doesn't work out, it means something about our self-worth, that if the choice fails, then we failed. And that belief system, that belief about yourself, is what keeps you trapped. Stop doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. Because now every decision feels loaded with emotional survival. Please, I beg of you people, because I constantly ask this of myself. It's okay to get it wrong. It's okay to fail. It's okay to hurt somebody's feelings if you automatically and immediately take responsibility and apologize. Don't say I'm sorry. Apologize genuinely. Take responsibility for your actions. Because I would rather somebody apologize for hurting my feelings once I've told them rather than them double down or them turn it around and gaslight me and make it about me and my feelings or there's something wrong with me for having them. So trust yourself. Trust that no matter what you do, you will be okay. You can survive anything. You've already survived, I'm assuming, the worst humiliation you could possibly imagine because that's what your mind is trying to protect you from actually ever repeating. So, have lost my place in my notes. I kept scrolling and getting re because I was getting really excited. And so now I got to the end. See? See what happens? When I get all wound up and excited, I'm like, how did I get to the end? Because I obviously clicked something. So, I'm gonna find it. Thank you, everyone, for just for being with me. Wow. What just happened? Ah, here we are. I found it. Thank you. This is what happens when things are live and life is real. I make mistakes, and so I apologize for wasting the past 15, 20 seconds or 30 seconds of your life while I was trying to figure out mine. And so it's about trusting myself and just trusting that I was going to find it. But what if self-trust is not about getting everything right? What if self-trust is knowing that even if something does not work out, that you will still be okay? Because that changes everything. And it did. I just knew that I would be okay. I didn't panic. I found my place back in my notes because it's really important for me, and this keeps happening for me, that I get to look at things differently. I get to look at the show differently. I don't really need to follow a script. I really just need to have trust that I do really know what I'm doing because what self-trust really is. Or what it isn't, I should say. I think a lot of people, and probably including myself, confuse self-trust with confidence. They're not the same thing. Confidence says, I know I can do this. Self-trust says, I don't know exactly what will happen, and I trust myself to handle it anyway. And that's a completely different kind of strength. Because confidence often depends on evidence, experience, predictability. Self-trust does not. Self-trust is deeper. Self-trust is your relationship with yourself. It's the belief that you can meet life wherever it is, even when life is uncertain. Even when things don't go according to plan, and even when things get messy. And the truth is, many people have lost trust in themselves, not because they are weak, but because somewhere along the way, they learned to disconnect from their own knowing. Maybe they learned to prioritize other people's approval. Maybe they ignored their intuition repeatedly, and maybe they were taught not to trust their emotions, their bodies, their instincts, or their needs. So now, when we try to make decisions, everything just feels confusing because there are n too many voices in our head: fear, doubt, conditioning, people-pleasing, old wounds. Anxiety. And somewhere underneath all of that is the actual truth. The actual truth. Self-trust is rebuilding the relationship with that truth, and it happens slowly through small moments, small choices, small acts of honesty, and it looks like telling the truth when it would be easier not to. So we're going to take a short little break now, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about telling the truth when it would be easier not to, and what that could look like. So thank you so much for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast, and we'll be back from break in just a moment. Thank you.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what ifs, overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong, it's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Listen to the Feel to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Feel to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast with myself, Sharon Nichols. And we've been talking about certainty, or how to feel, because uncertainty is not a bad sign. Uncertainty is good. So it's about self-trust. Sorry, I was busy thinking during the commercial about something completely else. So I'm going to bring this back. Self-trust is rebuilding the relationship with yourself, with the truth, with truth. And it can happen slowly with small moments, small choices. And it looks like telling the truth when it would be easier not to. So honoring your boundaries, listening when your body says no, allowing yourself to want what you want, and stopping long enough to ask, what do I actually feel? What do I actually need? What is underneath the fear? False emotion appearing real. That is the beginning of self-trust. I'm going to switch gears for a second here, because I want to talk about the nervous system for a moment. Because understanding what happens in the body during uncertainty changes everything. Because the brain is designed, your mind is designed to scan for danger. The brain, this is now a brain thing, not a mind thing. Its job is prediction, preparation, and protection. So when something feels unresolved, the nervous system can interpret uncertainty as a threat. And once that happens, your body shifts into survival mode. That is why uncertainty can feel physically exhausting. You may notice the tightness in your chest, difficulty sleeping, racing thoughts, restlessness, difficulty focusing, and then a constant feeling that something is always wrong. Even if nothing dangerous is happening in the present moment, your nervous system is trying to create safety through control. And one of the ways it tries to do that is through overthinking. Here's the important part. Not every uncertain situation can be solved with overthinking. Or could be solved through thinking, not even overthinking, just through thinking. You can't think your way out of things. Some things have to be lived through, felt through, moved through. And when you try to force certainty from a dysregulated nervous system, you usually end up making fear-based decisions. Because the anxious mind is not asking what aligns with my values. It's asking what will make this feeling stop. And those are not the same thing. This is why regulation matters so much. Before you try to force clarity, slow down. Breathe. Feel your feet on the ground. Reconnect to your body, not because the answer will magically appear, but because your inner knowing becomes easier for you to hear, because fear is probably no longer screaming over it. Your wisest self is rarely the loudest voice. It is usually the quietest one. Which is why you cannot hear quiet wisdom from inside panic. That's why I say a lot, just to allow your eyes to close and receive a breath. Because if you're focusing on your breath, you're giving your mind the opportunity to be quiet for a moment so you can actually hear the quiet wisdom. So here's the thing also about clarity. Clarity usually comes after the action. That's why hindsight is 20/20. I know I've been saying that, and that's why this is just, it is so incredible how we get ourselves and set this ourselves up in these incredible loops. Well, I need certainty so then I can do the action. But if I do the action, then I'll have understanding as to why I needed to do the action. So I want to say something that may completely change how you think about decision making. Because if clarity often comes after the action and not before it, and most people think that they need clarity first, then movement. Most often, movement creates the clarity, because action generates information. Living generates information. You learn by stepping forward, not by endlessly standing still. Think about how many people spend years waiting. Waiting to start the business, waiting to leave the relationship, waiting to create, waiting to speak up, waiting until fear disappears. But fear rarely disappears first. Uncertainty rarely arrives all at once. What usually happens is that people take one honest step, and then the next step becomes more visible. It's about the upward spiral. You can't always see what's coming, because you have to turn, and sometimes it may feel as though you're going backwards. You do not need to see the whole staircase. You just need to see the next step. And sometimes the next step is really small. Making the phone call, submitting the application, having the conversation, saying yes, saying no, resting, beginning. Because the truth is, you cannot think your way into certainty about a life you have not yet lived. At some point, you have to enter it. And self-trust means believing that you can navigate what unfolds, even if it's imperfect. So three things I want you to think about for building self-trust. I want to leave you with three simple practices, not quick fixes, not perfection, but real ways to begin strengthening your relationship with yourself. One, learn your body's yes and no. Your body often knows before your mind does. Think about a clear yes in your life, something that genuinely feels in line, aligned, and then notice what happens in your body. Maybe there's expansion, softness, warmth, a settling. Now think about a clear no, something that's deeply misaligned. Notice the difference. A tightness, a heaviness, constriction. Your body speaks, and learning its language is a part of self-trust. Ask for the next step, not the entire answer, not the five-year plan, just the next honest step. Ask yourself, what is the next right step from where I am now? And let that be enough. Because clarity is built through movement. And then let your values lead. Whether uncertainty is loud, values will become your compass. Ask yourself, what choice feels most aligned with the person I want to be? Not the safest choice, not the most impressive choice, just the most aligned one. Because when decisions come from alignment, self-trust deepens. Even if the outcomes remain uncertain. So I want to leave you with this. You don't need all the answers to begin. You do not need certainty to move forward. You do not need the whole path revealed. What you do need is a willingness to stay connected to yourself while you walk, to listen to yourself, to honor what you know, to stop abandoning yourself in moments of fear, to trust that what you can meet what life unfolds. Thank you so much for listening to the Field to Heal podcast with myself, Sharon Nichols. I look forward to seeing you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Field to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real, heal what's underneath, live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.